Hey, Google, what is the chief end of man?
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Yeah, I'm on a mission like a couple spies, and that, guys, is the reason why I catechize.
Welcome to the Reform Standard. I'm Tony. Let's get started. Question 67 of the Westminster Larger Catechism reads, what is effectual calling? And the answer is, effectual calling is the work of God's almighty power and grace, whereby, out of his free and special love to his elect, and from nothing in them moving him thereunto, he doth in his accepted time invite and draw them to Jesus Christ by his word and spirit, savingly enlightening their minds, renewing them, and powerfully determining their wills, so as they, although in themselves dead to sin, are hereby made willing and able freely to answer his call, and to accept and embrace the grace offered and conveyed therein. This is one of those questions that, unfortunately, the new Reformed, restless, young Calvinist crowd really needs to understand. I've commented on this podcast and in other podcasts that there's often this sort of latent hyper-Calvinism that's present in sort of the tulip Calvinist position, where there's a denial of free will. There's a denial that we choose Jesus. There's a denial that we in any way engage our will to bring about or to enter into salvation. And this question simply denies that. So it is God's work. It's the work of God's almighty grace, which he does out of his free love, and it's nothing in us. So there's a denial there of the Arminian doctrine of prescience or prevenient or of foreknowledge election. So God doesn't choose us because he looks down the corridor of time and sees something in us that he wants or something in us that's lovable. But instead, his love is a free and pure act which flows from his very nature because he is love. And so there's nothing in the creature that can motivate or change his love or that would make God dependent on the creature. And then in this effectual calling, what it is he accepts in his time, in his determined time, he invites sinners and draws them to Jesus Christ by his word and spirit. And so it is God's work which is doing the inviting and the drawing. And here's where I think a lot of young, restless, Reformed Calvinists can really learn from the Catechism here, is that what God does in this effectual calling is, and we could probably talk about this in the same vein as irresistible grace, right? Those are similar categories. They're basically synonymous in a lot of ways. Effectual calling and irresistible grace are the same referent. He enlightens their minds. So there's a knowledge component to this. He renews and determines their wills, powerfully determines their wills. So what he's doing in effectual calling is he's giving a certain amount of knowledge, an assent to the knowledge, and a saving knowledge of certain facts of redemptive history. And then he renews and enlivens and determines their wills. And so it's the will which causes the person to act. It's the human will which motivates and drives our action. And so as a result of this knowledge that he's given us and this will that he has renewed and determined, we are made willing and able to freely answer his call. And so it is not the case that we do not choose Jesus. I know that, you know, the hymn, I have decided to follow Jesus is like kryptonite to most young Calvinists. They just hate it. But the simple fact is that what God does in salvation is he causes us to freely choose to answer his call. And so it is certainly the case that the elect freely answer his call. And then there could be some discussion about whether the word freely here applies to just the clause, answer his call, or to the following ones as well. I think it probably applies to all of it. And so we can say he freely answers his call, but then he also freely accepts and embraces the grace offered and conveyed therein. So God is acting graciously and offering his graceful favor, his gracious favor to the elect in this call. And because of what he has done in renewing and powerfully determining our wills and enlightening our minds, we are able to freely answer that call, which is to accept and embrace the grace that he's given us.
Do you know if you want you could know this? The catechism, hey, the catechism, hey. Do you know what the chief and the man is? And how the Father, Son, and Spirit do manage? Do you know if you want you could know this?
West Side.